జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంద బిహారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరి వరధారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంద బిహారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరి వరధారి యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరవన చారి యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరవన చారి నందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరవన చారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరి వరధారి యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరవన చారి హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే
ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 8 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 30. జన్మ కర్మ చ విశ్వాత్మన్ అజస్యాకర్తురాత్మనః తిర్యన్ ఋషిషు యాదశు తదత్యంత విడంబనం జన్మకర్మ చ విశ్వాత్మన్ అజస్యాకర్తురాత్మనః తిర్యన్ ఋషిషుయాదశు సదత్యంత విడంబనం. న కర్మ చ విశ్వాత్మన్ అజస్యాకర్తురాత్మనః తిర్యన్ ఋషిషుయాదశు తదత్యంత విడంబనం. జన్మ కర్మ చ విశ్వాత్మన్ అజస్యాకర్తురాత్మనః తిర్యన్ ఋషిషుయాదశు తదత్యంత విడంబనం. జన్మ కర్మ చ విశ్వాత్మన్ అజస్యాకర్తురాత్మనః తిర్యన్ ఋషిషుయాదశు తదత్యంత విడంబనం. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. జన్మ బర్త్, కర్మ యాక్టివిటీ, చ అండ్ విశ్వ ఆత్మన్ ఓ సోల్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్, అజస్య ఆఫ్ ద అన్బోర్న్, అకర్తుః ఆఫ్ ద ఇనాక్టివ్, ఆత్మనః ఆఫ్ ద వైటల్ ఎనర్జీ, తిర్యక్ యానిమల్, నృ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, ఋషిషు ఇన్ ద సేజెస్, యాదశు ఇన్ ద వాటర్, తత్ దట్ అత్యంత, వెరిటబుల్ విడంబనం, బివిల్డరింగ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పాట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత సంస్థ ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బివిల్డరింగ్ ఓ సోల్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ దట్ యు వర్క్ దో యు ఆర్ ఇనాక్టివ్ అండ్ దట్ యు టేక్ బర్త్ దో యు ఆర్ ద వైటల్ ఫోర్స్ అండ్ ద అన్బోర్న్. You yourself descend among animals, men, sages and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering. Purport. The transcendental pastimes of the Lord are not only bewildering, but also apparently contradictory. In other words, they are all inconceivable to the limited thinking power of the human being. The Lord is all-pervading. The Lord is all-pervading supersoul of all existence. And yet, he appears in the form of a boar amongst the animals, in the form of a human being as Rama, Krishna, etc., in the form of a rishi like Narayana, and in the form of an aquatic like a fish. Yet, it is said that he is unborn and he has nothing to do. In the Shruti Mantra, it is said that the Supreme Brahman has nothing to do. No one is equal to or greater than him. He has manifold energies and everything is performed by him perfectly by atomic knowledge. Performed by him perfectly by automatic knowledge, strength and activity. All these statements prove without any question that the Lord's activities, forms and deeds are all inconceivable to our limited thinking power. And because he is inconceivably powerful, everything is possible in him. Therefore, no one can calculate him exactly. Every action of the Lord is bewildering to the common man. He cannot be understood by the Vedic knowledge, but he can be easily understood by the pure devotees because they are intimately related with the Supreme Lord, related with him. The devotees therefore know that although he appears amongst the animals, he is not an animal, nor a man, nor a rishi, nor a fish. He is eternally the Supreme Lord in all circumstances. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూపాగదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంతా స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రధాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పాతరుభ్యస్య కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. హార్టి వెల్కమ్ టు ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ టు అవర్ టుడే శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. దోస్ ఆర్ హియరింగ్ ఇన్ ద క్లాస్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఆన్లైన్ ఎవ్రీవన్, సో సిన్సియర్లీ స్పీక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ కైండ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ అండ్ పర్మిషన్ టు స్పీక్ ఫ్యూ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ అండ్ వెరీ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఫిలాసాఫికల్ వర్సెస్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం. సో బిఫోర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ వర్స్ లెట్స్ జస్ట్ సీ ద బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం అండ్ మహాభారత్ అండ్ రామాయణ్. మహాభారత్ అండ్ రామాయణ్ జనరలీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద ఈవెంట్స్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్. ఇఫ్ యు సీ మహాభారత్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ మోర్ దాన్ 1 lakh వర్సెస్, రామాయణ్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ 24,000 వర్సెస్, టాక్స్ అబౌట్ స్పెసిఫికలీ వన్ ఫ్యామిలీ. Though the first part of Mahabharat known as Adi Parva, the first part of Ramayana known as Balakanda, we have the history of the entire Lunar dynasty and Solar dynasty. But rest of the Mahabharat and rest of the Ramayana is all about the family of one family, the story of the one family, the five Pandavas, and what is happening in there along with their brothers Kauravas. And Ramayana, it comes to Lord Ram and his brothers, what is happening in their life. It is like specifically story of one particular family, a few people going through details elaborately explained from the beginning to the end. What they are doing, how they are doing, why they are doing, we understand by reading Mahabharata and Ramayana, all those activities. But when it comes to Bhagavatam, which is spreading across 18,000 verses over 12 cantos, we have so many pastimes. Ramayana comes in 2 chapters, Mahabharata comes in few chapters, something like that. But the pastimes of the various personalities, various devotees and various forms of the Supreme Lord, they all appear throughout the Bhagavatam. The distinct feature that makes the distinction between Mahabharata Ramayana vis-a-vis Bhagavatam is, Ramayana Mahabharata goes into the details of the activities, Bhagavatam goes into the details of the consciousness with which the people are doing those activities. So in the Bhagavatam we see mainly the prayers of the devotees. Every chapter we get prayers. The devotees are expressing their consciousness, their loving devotional sentiments that they have toward the Supreme Lord. They are speaking out. In the Mahabharata and Ramayana, we see the activities. They show their loving feelings in terms of the activities. But here they are showing in terms of their words. Their consciousness is depicted in the Bhagavatam. Ramayana Mahabharata apparently sometimes seems to be like, why they are doing like this, they could have done it immediately like that. But because they are possessing this kind of consciousness, they are acting the way they are acting. If any normal person, why Pandavas have to go through so many tribulations? They know Duryodhana is doing everything. Go and kill him now, what is the problem? But Bhagavatam establishes what consciousness these people are having. Especially if you see the previous 2-3 chapters, I think starting with the 7th chapter only, we see the one person's consciousness is coming out. Krishna told Arjuna, kill him. He is Brahma Bandhu, he is killed, innocent children. He does not deserve to be living. Arjuna did not kill. He knows, Krishna is testing me. And when Arjuna brought him to the camp, and Draupadi tells, what are you doing? He is the son of our guru. Release him, he is a brahmana. He is not supposed to be punished. Release him, release him. Let me go through pain of being separated from my children. My sons are killed for no reason, brutally, in the camp while sleeping. And I am going through pain. I don't want Krupi supposed to go through the same pain. So release him. So this is the consciousness of Draupadi. And then we see Uttara. The Brahmasra released by Ashwatthama coming to kill her embryo, that son which is there in her home. And she is coming to Krishna for protection. Somebody might ask, are you not worried that your husband is not there, you are asking for your life? She said that, no, let me die. Let Brahmasra kill me, no problem. Let my son be alive. Because it is because of my son the Pandavas are living. The Subhadra is living. Draupadi is living. Because they understood that someone is still there in our dynasty. That's why they are living. Their life is depend upon this one child. Let him be lived. He is living means the Pandavas will live. Draupadi will live. Subhadra will live. My living is not important. So that is the consciousness of Uttara. And through these prayers, we see the consciousness of Kunti Maharani. So many years back, when we were in Goa, the Nico village, studying Bhagavatam in Vidyapeeth, His Grace, what is the Prabhuji's name? Prabhuji took sannyas and passed away recently. Gaur Krishna Prabhu. That time he was Brahmachari, later on he took sannyas. He came to Goa, the Nico village. He spoke on prayers of Kunti Maharani for the entire congregation, devotees there. For 3 nights in the evening we used to have classes. So he made one interesting point. Seeing from the Mahabharata, Kunti somehow or other having received the mantra from Durvasamuni. So when she was early teens, Srila Madhvacharya says that time she was around 12 or 13 years old. She was like small child. So out of sportive nature, she heard the mantra. If you chant this mantra, devatas will come and they will also bless you with a son. So she took the first part. So she wanted to see the devatas. How do they look like? So every day she hear about that there are so many devatas. So the next day it seems, the previous day Durvasa gave mantra and left. The next morning when she got up, she saw the sun rising. So she thought that let me see the sun, how does he look like? So she chanted the mantra. Sun came. And she had the darshan of sun. Then she requested sun, please leave. I just wanted to have darshan of yours, so I am done. I am very happy with this, please leave. And sun said, no, I cannot leave. You called me, I am supposed to give you a son. That mantra insists that whomsoever you call, they are supposed to give you a son. Then Kunti says, no, I am not married, how can I accept son? It will be a disreputation to my father. My father Kunti Bhoj had complete hope on me. If I beget a son without being married, so his fame will be destroyed. He will go to hell. I will go to hell. What is this? Please don't do this. But still, Sun God insisted and gave a son known as Karna. And he disappeared. So unable to do what to do, etc. At the same time, not to cause trouble to the child, Kunti Maharani put the child in a particular white basket, put so much jewelry. Whoever receives him will take care of him for the entire rest of the life. So because in the case of Devata, the childbirth happens instantly. So as soon as sun came and her darshan, sun said, I'll give you sun. Sun was born immediately. It is not that she has to go through 9 months pregnancy period. Instantly the sun was born. Immediately Kunti took and put him in Ganga. So that son was going here and there and taken care by Atirata and Radha. They took care of him, etc. But she's always had that pain that I have disowned my son, I have not taken care of him properly. So she wanted to reveal this truth to many people, but she could not do it because her situation itself is in pretty predicament. After marriage, immediately after marriage, the Pandu went to forest along with his two wives and he was caused not to get children, not to beget children. He cannot unite with his wife and beget children. So they were retired for taking Vanaprastha order, and eventually after begetting five children, Pandu died. Madri also entered into Sati. She was left with five kids. She came to Hastinapur. The safety of her sons is always at stake. And so many tribulations they went through. Whenever she wanted to reveal about Karna, if that is revealed, her life is at stake. The Pandava's life is at stake. She has a dilemma always. She consulted Narada Muni. She consulted Vyasadeva. She consulted Bhishma also many times. What should I do? So everyone said, no, don't. In that way. But don't think that you have done a mistake. Don't think that you performed a sin. Not like that. Great people are not at fault. Tejiya shamna doshaya. Great people, apparently some mistake happens, but they are not at fault. They are not supposed to be guilty. This is the will of the destiny. Just move on. So she kept that secret within her heart. Of course, all other elders know about it. Bhishma knew about it, Narada Muni knew about it, Vyasadeva knew about it, but they also did not reveal to anybody. But eventually, at the end of Mahabharata battle, completely is over, the Pandavas were offering oblations to the deceased relatives, all the relatives, whomsoever. That time Kunti made, what you can say, she brought out all her courage. She told Yudhishthir, so my dear son, please offer oblations to Karna also. Then Yudhishthir asked, why you are asking me to offer oblations to Karna, who treated us from the very beginning as his worst enemies, diehard enemies? So why are you asking us to do this? Then she tells that Karna is your elder brother. Before my marriage, he was born through sun god, just like all of you are born through various devatas. Please offer oblations to him also. He is your elder brother. Then for a moment, instantly, Yudhishthira becomes angry. All this, because he's already in disturbance. Later on, at the end of this chapter, we'll understand what kind of disturbance Yudhishthira Maharaj is going through. He's already in so much disturbed condition. He says that because of you, all this entire war happened. You could have told us in the beginning. I do not have gone through this war only. Karna would have been the king and everything would have been peaceful. No war. No need of war. We cannot say it is a curse, but as a matter of fact, it is said like that. I'll curse you that hereafter no woman will keep secrets. So, no secrets will stay in the hearts of women from now on. Like that, Yudhishthira pronounces, and later on, he offers oblations and everything will go on, etc. So, His Holiness Gaurakrishna Maharaj, then His Grace Gaurakrishna, who said that because of this curse, though Kunti Maharani is a great devotee, because she is a woman, by nature women are shy, they are not so much outspoken, they keep all the sentiments within their heart. So, now in front of the entire Hastinapur public, she is opening her heart. She is expressing her heart to Krishna. That is because of that one word spoken by Yudhishthira Maharaj. So she is speaking all these wonderful verses which is there in the core of her heart. Otherwise, the world would not know about what is there in the heart of Kunti Maharani. And it is not some ordinary words. If you read through all the from the beginning to the end, the highest state of Vaishnava philosophy we understand from Kunti Maharani's prayers. The entire Vaishnava philosophy, which is very difficult for the great sages to understand, she is speaking in simple words. So, this is because of that one particular instance of Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, in the past, she said many things. So, we will not go through all the prayers. But we will just take the reference from 28th verse onwards, two verses earlier, wherein Mother Kunti said that, Mannetvam Kala Mishanam. I consider Jupiter the Kala and Isha, the controller of everything that is there in the entire universe. Anadi Nidanam Vibhu, it is you are the source of the beginning and the end of everything that exists. It is you are the creator, you will be the annihilator. Samam charantam sarvatra. And while it is manifesting, you are there everywhere taking care of everyone. You travel everywhere as Paramatma and take care of everyone. You are the creator, you are the maintainer, you are the annihilator. And then, bhutanam yanmita kali. Since you are everything, people can't understand about your true nature. Yanmita kali indicates, different people come up with different opinions about your personality. No one can understand your true nature. Because you are the creator of all of us, you are maintainer of all of us, at the end you will annihilate all of us. How can we know about you? In Mita Kali, your personality of contradictory qualities. Therefore, Naveda Kachit Bhagavam Chikirshatam Taveha Manasya Nanam Vidambanam. No person in this world, even though they may be highly intelligent, cannot understand your wanderings. What you do, why you do? No one can tell. This is Vidambanam, the highest astonishment. Nayasya kachit daitosti karhichit dveshyasya yasmin vishama matindranam. Though you don't love anybody, don't hate anybody, but still we see, sometimes you seem to be loving someone, sometimes you seem to be hating someone. Seeing this contrary nature in your personality, vishama matindranam. The great sages, the great personalities, the learned personalities come up with different philosophies about your existence. One say you are this, other one will say you are this, other one will say you are this, like that. There are so many philosophies, so many contrary opinions. Why there are so many contrary opinions? Because you act like this. Janma karma cha vishvatman, ajastya akarturatmana. Ajastya, you are unborn. The Lord does not have any birth, but you take birth, janma. Akartur, Lord does not do, no need to do anything. Why he has to do anything? But you perform all the variety of activities. And you are not one among us. Generally people like us, they take birth. They perform so many activities. But you are Vishwatman. You are the Lord of the entire universe. You are the Lord of all the living entities. You are the Paramatma of everyone. And in order to maintain this universe, you come again and again. As Tyrian among animals, Lushishu among human beings, Yadashu among aquatics, you appear again and again. You are supposed to be the Supreme Lord. You are supposed to be in the spiritual world, which is entirely different from the material world. But again and again you take birth among the devatas, among the human beings, among the animals, among the aquatics such as fish and kurma, etc. Tadatante vidambanam. Yato, this is beyond our understanding. It is entirely opposite to the nature of the someone who is supposed to be the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is supposed to be unborn and inactive. But you take birth again and again, not only as human being, you take birth among devatas, animals, fishes, birds, etc., etc. Difficult to ponder over your true nature. So like that, Mother Kunti is stating this. And Srila Prabhupada elaborates these particular points in his Parapat very nicely. Prabhupada says that the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are not only bewildering but also apparently contradictory. In other words, they are all inconceivable to the limited thinking power of the human beings. The human beings, all the other variety of living entities consisting of plants, aquatics, reptiles, birds, beasts, even it can go all the way up to the devatas, the great sages. Everyone is born in this material world. Everyone is living in the body, living in this world, staying in the body which is given by the material nature. We are all part of this material world, living under the shelter of material nature. But the Supreme Lord is beyond that. That is the nature of the Supreme Lord. Achintya kaluye bhava. The Lord's nature is achintya. We cannot estimate his true nature because we are all part of Prakriti. He is beyond Prakriti. Whatever we know in this material world, natam starkena yojayat, through our material logic, through our material reasoning, through our material understanding, we can never understand him. Tarka, yojana, cannot give true understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is achintya nature. Then what do you mean by achintya? Prakrutibhya param yascha tad achintyasya lakshanam. The nature of achintya is prakrutibhya param yascha. That which is superior to prakruti. That comes under the category of achintya. That cannot be understood through our taraka and nyaya or philosophical understanding. So, the great personalities whoever in the material world can never come to the complete understanding of the Supreme Lord. That's why he always remains achintya. In other words, they are inconceivable to the limited thinking power of the human beings. The Lord is all-pervading super soul of all existence, and yet he appears in the form of a boar among the animals. In the form of a human being, as Lord Rama and Lord Krishna. In the form of rishis like Narayana Rishi. In the form of devatas like Lord Vamana. In the form of aquatics like Matsya, Kurma. Yet, he is said, he is unborn and he has nothing to do. Ajasya Akartu. In the Shruti Mantras, it is said that Supreme Brahman has nothing to do. Nataste Karyam. Karanamcha Vidyate. All of us are endowed with 10 senses. 10 external senses. 5 karmendriyas, 5 jnanendriyas. 4 internal senses. Manbuddhi, Ahankara, Chetana. They are all meant to help us to do some activity. With the help of these 14 senses, we perform so many activities in the material world, starting from the birth to death. Though Lord possesses all the senses, Nataste Karyam Karanam Cha Vidyate. He is known to do any activity through the help of these 14 senses. The Supreme Brahman has nothing to do. No one is equal to or greater than him. Natas samascha abhyadikambu drushyate. There is no one equal to him. There is no one superior to him. He has manifold energies. Parasha shaktvir vividayva suyate. And everything is performed by him perfectly by automatic knowledge, strength and activity. Swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. The Lord possesses unlimited energies. Among them, 3 are important. Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Bala Shakti. These 3 energies, by employing these 3 energies, the Supreme Lord creates the material universes, maintains them, annihilates them. The entire material world, all the activities in the material world are performed by these 3 energies of the Supreme Lord. Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Bala Shakti. All these statements prove, without any question, that the Lord's activities, forms and deeds are all inconceivable to our limited thinking power. And because he is inconceivably powerful, everything is possible in him. Since Lord is inconceivable, since we are all under the purview of Prakriti, when we do something, we don't have ability to undo that. When we have done something, that is done. That's all. We cannot undo. We cannot bring back to the original position. But since the Lord is beyond Prakriti, he can do and he can undo. And he can do something else. Kartum, akartum, anyata kartum. That is the nature of the Supreme Lord. And we, the living entities in the material world, cannot fit into this category. So, it is. Therefore, no one can calculate him exactly. Every action of the Lord is bewildering to the common man. He cannot be understood by the Vedic knowledge. By taking the help of Vedas, one cannot understand the true nature of the Supreme Lord. Vedeshu Durlabham. But his unallied devotees can understand him. Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Only devotees can understand him to the extent Lord reveals. But others who simply take shelter of Vedas by themselves cannot come to a conclusion about his personality. Therefore, the devotees therefore know that although he appears among the animals, he is not an animal, nor a human, nor a rishi, nor a fish. He is eternally the Supreme Lord in all circumstances. Though the Supreme Lord takes birth, appears among all the living entities and performs so many activities, but the devotee is never bewildered that he is simply animal, he is simply a human being. When Krishna was there, when Rama was there, many people thought that he is a one among us. One like us, like that. But devotees never get into that kind of bewilderment. They know who is he. They understand what is his true identity and they laugh at. Laugh in the sense, not in a derogative way, but they become so much astonished that what Lord is doing, they express their happiness by their happy smile, by their happy laughter. This is how the devotees express their joy when Lord appears in various. The example is given that when Lord appeared as Varaha, normally in our normal understanding, Varaha means we call it as pig. What pig is that is? It goes from one gutter to other gutter. It tries to understand whether something is eatable or not by smelling. It inserts the mouth into the gutter and understands whether something is eatable or not by smelling. If something it finds, it eats. And when Bhumandala fell into Garbhodaka ocean, by the request of Lord Brahma, Lord Varaha appeared. Supreme Lord appeared as the form of Varaha and jumped into Garbhodaka ocean, started finding through smell where is the Bhumandala. Eventually found it and lifted it. This activity externally seems to be a normal activity of a pig. What is so special? How can he be God? How can he be the Supreme Lord? But the devotees become so happy that even though he is so Supreme Lord, he takes so insignificant position, which is ridiculed by the people of this world. But his activity is so astonishing. He is acting like an ordinary animal. But he is not animal. That gives joy and happiness to the devotees. But this bewilders the learned sages. They cannot understand. A Lord is supposed to be like that. How can he act like this? So, something like that. Such kind of things are expressed by many other devotees in the Bhagavatam. Not only Kunti Maharani here. Even previously, not previously, later on, Uddhava will express that. Uddhava will say that, Karmani anihasya abhavo bhavasyate. Sorry. Karmani anihasya bhavo abhavasyate Durga shrayotari bayat palayanam. Kalatmano yat pramada yutashrama swatman rate kidyati dhir vidamahi. Kidyati dhir. The intelligence of the intelligent people also gets bewildered. They can't come to a proper conclusion because karmani anihasya. The one who has nothing to do, perform any activity, performs all the activities. Krishna from the very birth, when he went to Gokul, he was taking care of cows like a Vaishya because his father is Vaishya. When he comes to Madura and Dwaraka, he performs all the kingly activities because his father is a king. And after marrying so many wives, he is performing all the household activities. Narada Muni visited each and every home. And Narada Muni becomes astonished. Babu Abhavasyate. He is Abhava. He is not supposed to be taking birth. He is taking birth again and again, appearing as Krishna, appearing as Rama or Vamana, like that again and again, through the womb of a mother. And Kalatmano, he is a time personified himself. But at the 18th time when Kalayavana on one side, on the other side, the Kamsa's mama, Jarasandha attacked. For Kalayavana, he came in front of Kalayavana and fled away. And Kalayavana following after him, Ranchor, stay, I want to fight with you, I'll kill you. Krishna fled away from the battlefield. And later on, after delivering him, he comes to in front of Jarasandha and again flees away. Krishna and Balram, both of them flee away. And understanding that both of them are attacking, the entire Madura Vasis shifted to Dwaraka Vasis. And enter into that mountain, jumping from that mountain, Krishna also disappears, Balram also disappears. Yeah. Jarasandha thought that they are killed. Kalatmano yet Durga Shrayo Atari Bayat Palayanam. Though he is feared to the fear personified, he is the time personified himself, he is acting as if he is afraid of Kalayavana and Jarasandha and constructed a fort within the middle of the ocean. And Swatman Rate, he is self-satisfied. But for the sake of happiness, he married 16,108 queens. All these things bewilder us. And more than that, they are all for other people. I will explain my own experience. Uddhava is saying that, Mantreshu mam upaguya yat putvam akunta yakanda sadatma bodha. Lord is akunta akanda sadatma bodha. He is the personality of the complete intelligence. But he, in the royal fort, in the royal court, when there is some problem, he comes to me and he asks me, my dear Uddhava, can you tell what we can do? And I say something. And he does everything whatever I say. As if he does not know anything. Such kind of activities actually. Tanno mano mohayativa deva. They actually cause bewilderment to me. Like that, Uddhava expresses his experience about Lord's bewildering pastimes. So like that, at various places in the Bhagavatam, we can see all these things. But taking reference from this shloka, like Janma Karma Cha Vishvatman Ajasya Karturatmana, we'll try to ponder over small time for understanding what is the purpose. The unborn lawn appears in this world. The inactive Lord performs various activities in this material world. What was the reason? Why he is doing all these things? Later on in the Bhagavatam, we see that our Prahlad Maharaj, when all the event is over, when he is offering his prayers to the glorification of Lord Narasimhadev, there he also says somewhat similar prayer. Ittam Rutriyas Rushideva Jashavataras Lokan Vibhavayasi Yamsi Jagat Pratitam Dharmam Mahapurushapashi Yuganavrutyam Channa Kalau Yadaham Yadabhava Triyugot Sattvam. He says that, my dear Lord, for the purpose of maintaining the universe, for the purpose of taking care of your devotees, destroying the miscreants, you appear again and again in various forms. Sometimes you appear as a human being. Sometimes you appear as an animal. Sometimes you appear as a rishi. Sometimes you appear as a devata. Sometimes you appear as a aquatic. In various ways. Out of your causeless mercy for your wonderful devotees. And to re-establish the principles of dharma. Dharma maha purusha pashi yugana vrittam. You appear every yuga, yuga after yuga. But in Kaliyuga, you don't appear the way you are supposed to appear. In other three yugas, you appear proclaiming that you are the Supreme Lord. But you in Kaliyuga, you appear as secret incarnation. Channa Kalau. Here incognito. You do not proclaim that you are the Supreme Lord. So that's why you are called as Tri Yugi. So why would Lord appear in different forms at various occasions? Later on, Sri Sukadeva Goswami says in the 8th canto, 24th chapter, the purpose, various purposes for the Lord's appearance. Go viprasudra sadhunam chandasam api cheshwaram raksham icham tanur datte dharmasya arthasya chevahi. Raksham, for the purpose of protecting whom? Go, cows, vipra, brahmanas, sura, devatas, sadhunam, devotees, chandasam, the Vedas, dharma, artha, in order to protect the dharma and also the artha. You appear at various times in various forms. That is your greatness. So these are some points we can refer to Bhagavatam at various places. Why would Lord make his appearance in this material world? What are his various purposes in this material world? So now, with whatever little time we have at our disposal, we take the references from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, first 10 verses, which talks about the purpose of Lord's appearance, the purpose of Lord performing various pastimes. What is the mission of the Supreme Lord? So the fourth chapter starts with Lord Krishna speaking to Arjuna without being asked any question from Arjuna after having spoken second chapter and third chapter, after having presented the important Sanatana Dharma. Lord Krishna says that, Imam Vivashvate Yogam Proktava Nahamaveyam Vivashvan Manave Praha Manur Ikshvakve Abravit. Whatever I have just spoken to you in the second and third chapters of Bhagavad Gita, the same knowledge I have spoken to Vivashvan long back. And Vivashvan spoke to his son, Shraddhadeva, who is the seventh Manu of the seventh Manvantara period, Vaivashvata Manu. And Vaivashvata Manu spoke the same knowledge to his son, Ikshvaku. ఏవం పరంపరా ప్రాప్తం ఇమం రాజర్షియో విదు సకాలేనేహ మాత యోగో ప్రోక్త యోగో నచ్చ పరంతప. సో లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ వాజ్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ ద పరంపర, బట్ బై ద ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఇహ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఫిజికలీ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఇన్ ద భారత వర్ష ఆర్ ఇన్ ద భూమండల, నాట్ ఇన్ ద హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్. ఇన్ ద హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్ దిస్ ఎఫెక్ట్ మే నాట్ బి దేర్, బట్ ఎస్పెషల్ ఇయర్ ఇన్ ద భారత వర్ష ఇన్ దిస్ ప్లేస్ సకాలేన ఇహ మహత బికాస్ ద ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ మహత్ కాల యోగో నష్ట ప్రంతప. దట్ యోగా విచ్ ఐ స్పోక్ టు యోష్వాన్ అపియర్స్ టు బి లాస్ట్, సో త్రూ యూ ఐఎమ్ రివైవింగ్ ఇట్ అగైన్. దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్. సా ఏవ అయం మయా తేద్య యోగ ప్రోక్త పురాతన. అయం యోగా ద సేమ్ యోగా విచ్ ఐ స్పోక్ టు వివశ్వాన్ ఎట్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కరెంట్ మన్వంతర, ఐఎమ్ స్పీకింగ్ టు యూ టుడే. వై భక్తోసి మే, యు ఆర్ మై డియర్ డివోటీ. సకాచేతి, యు ఆర్ మై డియర్ ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ రహస్యం ఏతత్వం, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి స్పోకన్ టు ఎనీ ఆర్డినరీ పర్సన్ సిన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ సీక్రెట్ నాలెడ్జ్. సో దెన్ అర్జున కాట్ కృష్ణ, హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దట్ యూ అండ్ ఐ ఆర్ బోర్న్ టుగెదర్? యూ ఆర్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ శ్రావణ మాస్, ఐ ఆర్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ పాల్గొన మంత్, 5-6 months డిఫరెన్స్. హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దట్ యూ స్పోక్ టు వివశ్వాన్? ఓతో హీ వాజ్ బోర్న్ లాంగ్ బ్యాక్, యూ ఆర్ ద డైరెక్ట్ సన్ ఆఫ్ కశ్యప అండ్ అదితి, వన్ ఆఫ్ ద 12 ఆదిత్యాస్. హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దట్? సో నౌ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ఇస్ అథెంటిసిటీ, ఇస్ అథారిటీ, దట్ హీ హాస్ టు ప్రూవ్ దట్ ఐ హావ్ స్పోకెన్ టు సన్ గాడ్. సో అర్జున్ ఆస్ ద క్వశ్చన్, అపరం భవతో జన్మ పరం జన్మ వివశత, యూ అండ్ మీ బాండ్ టుగెదర్ అభి రీసెంట్లీ 90 సాలు ఆఫ్ దట్ టైమ్ దే ఆర్ 90 ఇయర్స్ ఓల్డ్ వెన్ భగవద్గీత మహాభారత బ్యాటిల్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్. సో పరం జన్మ వివశత, వివశాన్ బాండ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మన్వంతర, చక్షుష మన్వంతర త్రూ కశ్యప అండ్ అదితి దేవర్ బాండ్. హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దట్ యూ స్పోక్ టు సూర్యదేవ్? కథం ఏతద్ విధానీయం త్వమాదో ఉపరోక్తం అనేది, హౌ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ యూ స్పోక్ టు హిమ్ లాంగ్ బ్యాక్? సో నౌ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ హిస్ అథారిటీ. సో నౌ అర్జున ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ దట్ ద ఫిలాసఫర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ విల్ క్వశ్చన్ దట్ ఏ హ్యూమన్ కెనాట్ రిమెంబర్ వాట్ హీ హాస్ డన్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్. యు ఆర్ బాండ్ త్రూ దేవకి జస్ట్ లైక్ ఐ బాండ్ త్రూ కంతి మహారాణి. బోత్ ఆఫ్ అస్ బాండ్ అమాంగ్ ఇన్ ద హ్యూమన్ సొసైటీ యాజ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్. ఏ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ కెనాట్ రిమెంబర్ వాట్ హీ హాస్ డన్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్. హౌ కెన్ యూ మే సే దట్ ఇన్ మై ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్ ఐ హావ్ స్పోకన్ టు సన్ గాడ్, బట్ ఏ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ కెనాట్ రిమెంబర్? యూ కెనాట్ డినై దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్. యూ కెనాట్ సే దట్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్. You cannot say that you are omniscient, you can know everything. And if you say that you are eternal, you may say that I am eternal. Though I take birth again and again, but I am eternal. I am also eternal. Jiva is eternal. But I can't remember. If somebody takes birth, means they forget. As teachings of Lord Kapila says that when the child is in the womb, around 7 months or something, that consciousness developed, they'll remember about 100 births, what they have performed in the past 100 births. But as soon as they come out of the womb, they forget everything. So if you say that you are omniscient, I cannot accept. If you say that you are eternal, I cannot accept. Because a human being cannot be omniscient. If somebody is taking birth, they cannot be eternal. Birth means there is a death. There was death previous. There will be death in the future. So you have to establish what you are saying. So in the next 2 verses, Lord Krishna establishes this fact. Lord Krishna says that, బహునిమే వ్యతీతాని జన్మాని తవ చార్జున. బోత్ యూ అండ్ మీ హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ బర్త్ మెనీ టైమ్స్. బహునిమే వ్యతీతాని జన్మాని తవ చార్జున, బహుని జన్మ, బోత్ యూ అండ్ ఐ అపియర్డ్ మెనీ టైమ్స్. వెన్ ఎవర్ ఐ అపియర్ యూ ఆల్సో దేర్ అలాంగ్ విత్ మీ, బికాస్ యు ఆర్ మై ఎటర్నల్ కంపానియన్. ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ అవతార్ ఆఫ్ మైన్ యు ఆర్ దేర్ నెక్స్ట్ టు మీ. తాని అహం వేద సర్వాణి నత్వం వేత్త పరంతప, ఐ నో అబౌట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ బట్ యూ కాంట్ రిమెంబర్. దో యు ఆర్ మై ఎటర్నల్ అసోసియేట్, you can't remember. I can remember because I am omniscient. So when we appeared in one of the previous avatars, in that avatar I spoke to sun god, you were standing next to me, but you don't know, you forgotten it, because I am omniscient, you are not omniscient. Then Arjuna's question, how can you say that? You are telling I born along with you, so I am as eternal as you. But I can't remember, you can remember. So Then Krishna says that both you and me take birth again and again. My birth is not like your birth. It is entirely different. Arjuna asks, what is the difference in your birth? Krishna says, Ajopisan Naveyatma Bhutana Mishwaropisan Prakritin Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Ajo api san avyatma. Though I take birth again and again in this material world, appearing from the womb of Kausalya, appearing from the womb of Aditi, appearing from the womb of Devaki, in the bracket, Mother Yashoda, my birth is not like ours. In the material world, any jiva takes birth, they go through six transformations. Birth, growth, giving byproducts, staying for some time, dwindling and vanishing. But my personality, my form does not go through all these transformations. Avyayatma. Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavanamcha. I am always Navayavanam. I don't go through six transformations which all of you go through in this material world. Avyayatma. That is my true nature. Though I take birth, I don't go through all the transformations. My birth is not the birth like you. And all of you are living entities. I am not one like you. Ishwaropisan. I am the Ishwar of all of you. Don't add me one among you. Then, if you are not one among us, why you are taking birth like us? Prakritim Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atmamaya. Though I may take birth, it may appear to be like your birth, but it is not like, you, like yours. All of you take birth being pushed by material Prakriti. I take my birth by the support of my spiritual Prakriti, Atma Maya. All of you take birth to fulfill your material desires. I take birth to deliver all of you. There is a gulf of difference. I appear in order to liberate, deliver all of you. In order to protect all of you. So like that, in these two verses, Lord Krishna establishes his omniscience and his eternal nature. Though appearing as one among the human beings, he establishes his omniscience. Though taking birth again and again, he establishes his transcendental position, his eternal nature. So then, the question might come, why would you come again and again? What is the need for you to come again and again? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuddhanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamhyam. So whenever there is a decline in dharma, increase in adharma, I appear in order to set right the matter. Because by setting right the matter, I will help all of you come back home back to Godhead. That was the purpose. I come. See, this can be done by anybody. Why you have to come specifically? Any of your representatives, some Rajarshi or Devarshi, then Brahmarshi, the great sages or some great saintly kings can do this. Why you have to come again? Then Krishna says, they may do, but they may not do everything. There are some things are beyond their purview. In order to do things, I come more personally. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya dushkutam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. In order to protect varnashram dharma, maintain varnashram dharma, to punish some miscreants, the rajarshis and brahmacharis can do. But sometimes the devotees go through so much disturbance that they are experiencing intolerable separation from the Supreme Lord. In order to alleviate their pain, I appear in a particular avatara and accept their service. By showing my form, by accepting their service, the devotees become completely happy. For that purpose I appear. And vinashaya dushtam, there are some times the demons are so powerful, no one all the way up to Brahma Shiva cannot do anything. They can only be killed by me. So I need to appear in order to kill them and deliver them. Because they don't have any other way. They can't follow Varnashram Dharma or they can't follow Sanat Dharma and get delivered. They can only be delivered by killing by me. Because that is my one of my quality. When somebody is killed by me, they will be delivered. By killing them, I give them deliverance. That's why I appear. And Dharma Samsthapanarthaya, the normal Dharma can be established by any other Brahmarshi or Devarshi, Rajarshi. But in order to preach the pure devotional service, in order to set a good example, I need to come myself. Like Lord Krishna came, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach that Raga Marga. Others cannot do that. So Lord is supposed to come on his own. So in order to do all these things, I have to come on my own. In order to deliver the devotees and also miscreants at that time, I need to come. Then Arjuna asks a question. This is very cunning. You come to reciprocate some devotees, you come to deliver some asuras, then what will happen to others who are born at other times? What about them? How will they be delivered? Then Krishna says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvatah taktva deha punarjanma naiti mameti. So Arjuna, so by understanding the true nature of my birth and activities, even the people who were born at other times can be delivered. For that reason also I appear again and again. Not only to reciprocate with the devotees who are there at that point of time, not only to deliver the miscreants who are there at that point of time, not only to re-establish the principles of the pure devotional service, which are appeared to be lost by the influence of time. I leave behind all these pastimes consisting of my transcendental birth and activities. Whoever tries to understand them, will come back home back to me. This is also one of my another purpose for which I appear in this world. So at the end of 9th canto, while introducing Lord Krishna's pastime, Sukadeva Goswami says the same fact. Kalo janishya mananam dukkha shoka samonudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam vetanot esha. In relation to Lord Krishna, this verse is being spoken. For those people who are going to be born in the upcoming Kali Yuga, and those who are devotees among them, they will feel very sad that Lord Krishna appeared very recently and he disappeared. I am so unfortunate that I could not have taken birth during that time. But in order to give happiness to that kind of devotees, in order to alleviate their pain, dukkha shoka tamonudam anugrahaya bhaktanam, Lord had left behind all the wonderful pastimes. Lord had performed all the wonderful pastimes when he appeared. So, he performed pastimes and he went back. So, what will I do? Then Sukadeva Goswami says that, Yasmin satkarna piyushe ishastirta vare sakrat shrotranjalir upasprushya dunite karma vasana. Just like we drink water with a cupped hands. Nowadays we are drinking with glass, but in the past they used to drink like this, of course. From a host, when guest, they would drink like this. Or when we go to a holy place, a holy tirtha, we want to drink water. We take water in our palms and drink it, something like that. Just like we drink water with our cupped hands, make 2 ears like the cupped palms and drink the nectar of Krishna Katha. Esha tirtha, vare sakrut. How long? At least once. Then what happens? Dunute karma vasana. All the karma vasana, sir, washed away. And Kunti Maharani will also say the same thing just after few verses in the same chapter. According to various personalities, they give various reasons for Lord Krishna's appearance. But according to me, the reason for which you appear is this. Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karmabhi shravana smaranarani karichan iti kechana. According to my understanding, and this is my opinion, that you appear in this world again and again in order to remove the suffering situation of the conditioned souls in this material world. Why the conditioned souls are going through suffering? Avidya. Because they have forgotten their connection with the Supreme Lord, because of which they have developed ulterior material desires, kama. In order to fulfill their material desires, they are engaged in sinful activities, karma. And the sinful activities will put them in the perpetual misery. Klishya mananam. In order to deliver them, you appear again and again in this material world. Somebody might ask question, what is the relation between my appearance and their deliverance? Because by appearing again and again, you create the subject matter, something can be heard by these people who are going through suffering. Shravana. And after hearing, they can sing about it, they can contemplate about it, smarana, they can remember all those wonderful pastimes about your wonderful personality and make them qualified to go back to Godhead. How they will come to that point? Srinvanti gayanti grananti abhikshnacha smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana tayeva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravavo paramam padambujam. How does that shravana and smarana can accomplish the removal of the misery and attainment of spiritual perfection? Here, Kunti Maharani goes into details that what they are supposed to do. Srinvanti, they are supposed to hear continuously. Srinvanti gayanti, they are supposed to sing. Grananti, speak about it and abhikshnasha, always smaranti, contemplate upon those pastimes and also provide facilities for others to do the same thing. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, etc., etc. Whoever does these things, achirena, not after very long time, very soon, pashyanti tava padambujam, they will be able to see your lotus feet. Seeing your lotus feet means bhava pravaha uparamam. The repeated cycle of transmigration, going through the repeated cycle of birth, death, old age and disease will be completely stopped. By having darshan of your lotus feet, they will go back home back to Godhead and have permanent shelter at your lotus feet in your spiritual home. This is how it takes place. The same thing is also mentioned by Lord Brahma in the third canto, 9th chapter, when he is offering prayers to Garbhodakshaya Vishnu after his appearance. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrussaroja aste spekshita pado nannunata pumsham yadya dhiyata urugaya ubayanti tattatvapu pranayase tadanugrahaya. So when a inquisitive person approaches a spiritual master, the spiritual master reveals how to perform bhakti. And when that devotee engages in that bhakti, cultivating a specific desire that they want to serve you in a specific way. Yadya dhiyata urugaya vibhavyanti tattatvapu pranayase tadanugrahaya. You will, there are two meanings to this verse. One meaning is that the devotees will cultivate a desire to serve you in a particular form. Some devotees might want to serve you as Lord Ram. Some devotees want to serve you like, in the form of Lord Narsingadev, Lord Varaha, Lord Kurma, Lord, like any forms. You take them to Dvat Vaikunta, where your form of that is there, so that they will get the opportunity to serve you, that particular form. That is one meaning. And when it comes to Lord Krishna, Yadya Diyata Uruga Yubayanti, that means they develop a particular desire to serve you in a particular rasa. Those devotees who want to serve you in Shantaras, you will give them that particular form where they can serve in Shantaras in Goloka Vrindavan. And those who want to serve in Dasaras, they will be given that particular form, they will serve you in the Dasaras. Those who want to serve you in Sakiras, they will get the Gopa forms which are equal age. Those who want to serve Vastalaras, they will get that form which is like the elderly Gopas, elderly Gopis, so they can serve you in the parental affection. And those who want to serve you in Madhuryas, they will get the form which is like the young Gopis, so that they can serve you in that Madhurya Ras. Tattadvapu pranayase tadanugrahaya. That is your mercy. That is your glory that you award them that kind of blessing. And summing up all these things which Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita is Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Manmaya Mahapashita Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Madbhava Magata. My dear Arjuna, as I am saying that Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo tatvatah. Those who know about my birth and activities in tatvatah, they will attain perfection. They will not take birth. This happened in the past. Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya ma upayata bhavo jnana tapasa. Many great sages in the past, having undertaken the austerity of understanding the true nature of my birth and activities, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo tatvatah. Jnana tapasa means the great sages in the past have undertaken this austerity of understanding the true nature of my birth and activities. Because this world is full of many opinions, full of different opinions. Having kept all the opinions at a distance, having stayed away from all the philosophers who are proclaiming so many other opinions, those who have endeavored to understand the true nature of my birth and activities have attained my nature. Puta, having purified their consciousness, Madbhava Magata. They have attained pure loving sentiments towards me. They have come to my spiritual world. They have become my eternal associates. This the way they have attained in the past, you can attain you in the present, and anyone who won't do it will attain the future. And this is the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With this mission, though the unborn Lord appears many times among all the various species, though the Lord is not supposed to do any activity, performs so many activities in order to show us how we are also supposed to perform activities in this material world. Yadyad acharati shrestha tatat eva itaro jana. Namam karmani limpanti name karma phalai spruha. So, I perform all the activities, but name karma phalai spruha, without any desire to enjoy the results. And those people who understand this and follow like me and perform all the activities like me, follow my footsteps, they are also not bound in this material world in spite of performing all the activities. They will come back to my home. So this is the purpose and this is the mission of the Supreme Lord's appearing again and again among various species and performing all the activities, as Mother Kunti is telling here, which apparently appears to be confusing, contrary, creating bewilderment, etc. But the devotees, understanding all these things, simply laugh and smile. And the non-devotees say he cannot be Lord. So that's how Mother Kunti is establishing the highest conclusions of philosophy through her simple words. Though being an ordinary woman, according to her. But she is not an ordinary woman. She is a perfected devotee of the highest order. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Gauti Vaishnava Bhaktam ki jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.